Welcome to the evening booze hour.
Episode 71.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Or it's Galentine's Day, if you watch Parks and Rec, because I believe today our episode comes out on Galentine's Day.
Hey, happy Galentine's Day.
Yeah, and you're my favorite Galentine, Kate.
Oh, you're my favorite Galentine.
Seriously, though, I want to just start this episode giving you a huge shout out because you have basically done all the research for this show this week. You coordinated our special guest who we have on later. For this week, you have been posting on Instagram like a fiend this week, and I love you, so thank you.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing.
You're killing it. You're killing it.
Thank you. I'm so flattered. I have a little tear. Okay, but this is our special V-Day episode. So forget vitamin D. This episode is all about the vitamin V.
Vitamin V, Amber V, our special modern romance correspondent.
That was a good remix.
Remix, modern romance correspondent. We already recorded her interview, so I'm a little slightly buzzed.
a little tipsy.
Yeah, she is here.
Yeah, and we need to know how to get the V some more D, and that's what's going to happen. You guys are going to love the interview. It's so good. So stay tuned.
Kate, what are you drinking tonight?
I am actually drinking my water with a splash of apple juice.
Classic Kate.
And coffee. That's right.
I also have some coffee.
Yeah. I was just like,
I love it now. I love an evening coffee afternoon. Okay, ever since we got a Keurig, coffee's so convenient now that I never really had coffee before because it was a thing. You have to brew a whole pot or whatever, or you have to go to Starbucks or whatever, and I love it.
Yeah, except you're just killing the planet.
I know, that's what I think about. Every single time I'm well, what a waste of this little plastic cup, you know? I feel like I should do a craft project with them.
They really need to make those recyclable.
I know.
It's a serious problem. But anyway.
The convenience, though. But no, I totally get it. I literally feel lots of guilt every time I do it. But I was never a coffee drinker on the regular beforehand. I always would drink tea. And this is probably a bad thing for me, but it's changed my life.
Well, I feel like even in college, we would get sometimes those iced lattes or whatever, but we weren't coffee fanatics, right? In college?
No, definitely not.
We never made coffee at our apartment.
No, I mean, even until maybe 2 months ago, coffee was a Friday morning treat for me or something like that. I just wasn't a big coffee drinker. I always have stomach issues anyway, so coffee's not the best for me.
Oh, yeah.
But lately, it's been awesome.
Oh my God, dude, please. The last 4 years of my life, I've been intravenously taking my coffee.
Yeah,
it's just all day long.
You need coffee. It when you have kids. There's no other way. I mean, it's coffee or it's seriously crystal meth. So one or the other.
I'm so glad I chose coffee. Yeah.
But I
can see where you would want the meth. I can see it. So
I am also drinking some wine this evening. So I am trying out a new wine that I haven't had before called Red Diamond Cabernet Sauvignon, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so I wanted something kind of V-Day themed, and we have our special V-Day guest, so I did a Red Diamond.
I know. I feel like I need to be snacking on some chocolate dipped strawberries or something.
I just want cheese.
Just give the girl cheese. Andy, did you hear that?
Oh my God, yes. I have to do a shout out to my husband, who just joined Instagram. Welcome to the Gram baby. He is now on there and
refers to it as Gram Cracker.
And he refers to it as the Gram Cracker. And I love it. And I am calling him an Instaho all the time. Because he like keeps asking me all these funny questions for like, you know, it seems funny for people who have been on Instagram for like years, you know. But welcome, baby. We love you. We're happy you're on the gram at Evening Booze Hour.
We're honored to follow us.
Make sure you follow us like my husband does, and also on Twitter at Evening Booze, and send us your story ideas. Send us your questions, comments, concerns at Evening Booze Hour. Wait, no. eveningboozehour@gmail.com. The other ones are social media. But the only other quick tidbit before we get into headlines is we want you to drink along with us, whether that's your coffee, your water, your tea, your wine, your highball. You know, we have a drinking game for you all. So,
yeah. Sour toe cocktail.
If that is what you're into, more power to you.
Love it.
So take a sip anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we say the words literally, anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we have a or just discussion, general discussion about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime we talk about the Nick Cage rage, and we have now added Gwyneth the Menace to our list of drinking games. So we need to find out who's going to take Gwyneth the Menace's place. So Gwyneth Paltrow's on there as of last week. So send us your recommendations, though, too. Do you know of someone who's causing a scene out there that, like, should be on our list and we need to take a drink?
Because Ariana Grande might get it soon because...
Oh, good call. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we have to, like, report about them at least 2 times or more, right? You know, so it could be anyone.
Yeah, anyone. Oh, my God. I love this so much. Yeah, drink with us, please. Cheersies.
Cheersies, just, be careful.
Yeah. Be careful.
Be careful. Know what you're getting into. Don't drink and drive. Go to bed.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I found just a couple since we're like so excited to get into our Amber V interview. I just wanted to do kind of a couple smaller Valentine's-y themed stories for this week. So
love it.
This is so good. And like after hearing the story, Amber V might not want to date anyone anymore because this man is like, what's wrong with every...
Woman's fault. It's these man's fault. Stop. Just stop, men. Just stop. Take a drink, everyone.
Oh, my God. I love you so much right now. This is the best rant of all time.
I'm already done.
So done. Everybody drink. You sound like a Lisa Rinna at Andy Cohen's. Baby shower.
I'll take it.
Oh my God. Okay. So this guy, this is the headline. Okay. I mean, just the headline. I was like, I gotta do this story. Yes. Groom arrested after assaulting teen waitress at his own wedding reception.
Yeah. I saw this and I didn't read it. And I'm so happy/interested/sad that you're doing it.
It's quite the headline.
So many emotions.
And also, like, don't you have the biggest FOMO from not, like, being at this wedding? This is, like, a dream.
Invite us to your doomed weddings, people. We will be there to live stream it, okay?
Episode title, Doomed Weddings.
You know it. I mean, you know it. You know it's going to happen.
I mean, listen to this. Okay. So Matthew Amers is this groping groom from Pennsylvania.
It's the groping groom.
He's charged with indecent exposure, false imprisonment of minor, and related offenses. That's what it says. Which is
false,
like, what?
Imprisonment.
What other related offenses? Like, you're just going to list a bunch of things. Oh, yeah. And yada, yada, yada. No, like, I need to know what charges these are.
That's not good. Like, imprisonment, I mean, that means he was just keeping someone captive against their will. Like, ew.
There it goes. So, okay, so according to an affidavit, the teenage waitress had spurned Amor's advances during the reception. He then followed her into a stall where he allegedly groped her and exposed himself.
God. Oh my God.
Who does that? Who does that?
On your wedding day, on your fucking wedding day, that your wife, if you're a traditional family, your wife is probably paying more for, like her family is, you know, like, get the fuck out of here.
He even offered the girl $100 if she quote unquote kissed him like she meant it.
Ew. Yes. Ew, that's like so offensive. Like, so now I can be bought, you are saying, you know, like.
Yeah, but wait. Oh, but wait, there's more. So the 32-year-old Amers is also charged with simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest after police say he fought officers who responded to a brawl at the reception.
Wait, so the cops came on the wedding day?
Yes, during the reception, there was a brawl.
Stop, it's too much.
So police officers were forced to restrain him with a taser after he boarded a shuttle bus parked nearby.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Annulment?
They had Question mark? Tase him. So he was released on bail and, of course, denies the charges and maintains his innocence and is looking forward to clearing his name.
No, no. I'm sure how many people had a cell phone there? Like, come on.
Has to go viral, right? Because we need to see it.
Oh my God. I feel horrible for the bride, obviously, yes. But like, you've got to know. I mean, if this guy is that blatant about hitting on the servers at your wedding and being this like disorderly with whatever he's under the influence of, you know, like, then you got to know already before you got married. I hope this is not new to you.
Red flags. There had to be red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh my God.
So I'm thinking like this bride is now probably wondering what exactly she should be doing for Valentine's Day this year.
I'm thinking she might be pregnant. And that's why she's going through with it. So, I mean.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. Why would you marry this man other than that?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that she, you know, is no longer with this man. Oh my God. But I think I have a couple ideas for her.
Okay.
For Valentine's Day. Because assuming that this Matthew Amers is her ex. So there is this El Paso Zoo. And
shout out El Paso. Isn't that where Beto O'Rourke's from? Maybe.
Oh, is that? I don't know. I didn't know where exactly he was from. I just assumed like Dallas.
I'm not exactly sure either, but I have been through El Paso. I have not stopped. Oh, I've definitely driven through.
Never been. Well, if you find yourself at the El Paso Zoo this coming Valentine's Day, you can actually do this in advance. So they are naming cockroaches after your ex. They are to be fed to the meerkats on Valentine's Day. So you just have to message them the first name and last initial of your ex. And they'll be doing a Facebook Live event where you can watch the meerkats devour these cockroaches while they display the names of the people they represent on Facebook Live.
I freaking love this. Okay, so I've seen this. I've seen it maybe another place in England, maybe, or something similar.
Yep.
Yeah, so I love this because I feel like this is actually helping in the realm of serial killers and, like, people like that. Because, like, if you can, like, channel your crazy ass negative energy into a cockroach that's going to be fed in the natural chain of, you know, eating in order, and that'll bring you some satisfaction, then maybe you won't go on to cause like horrible harm in people's life, you know, because you'll get that satisfaction some other way.
I know. And I mean, some people are crazy. Like, they're just psycho, like over breakups. And it's like, dude, whoa. Like, you gotta calm down. But I thought also, like, this is the most savage and brilliant thing a zoo has ever done.
I love it. And, like,
Zoos are notoriously savage. Yes. But also what you were talking about with the, in England, there's a zoo there, or like a conservatory or something, with also, they're somehow connected to the Bronx Zoo, because they're selling the naming rights of their 4-inch Madagascar hissing cockroaches. So I don't know how many there are, but they're selling the naming rights to them. So people can like name their, the cockroach after their ex or whatever.
For a price. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's like, I mean, obviously you don't wish harm on that person really, but if it's something that, you know, you can like, oh, they're now the lowest of the low, they're the cockroach, they hurt me, they disgraced me, like they made me feel embarrassed, so now I can like do that to them, and then that cockroach gets eaten by, you know, another chain in the life cycle, I guess that's okay, you know, but it's a little different.
I don't know, dude, this whole thing is nuts, but I think like there's something there for like advertising to, you know, like Valentine's Day is all about like, oh, if you're a couple, but the market is in need of like those anti-Valentine's people.
Definitely.
Or single, you know what I mean? Like it's like 50% of people, right? Ish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see, like, I feel like each year it's going to be more and more of, like, you know, group dates or, like, just, I don't know. I think it's going to be so different.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, I mentioned this, like, later in the episode where I think we were talking to Amber V, but, like, we just started watching Parks and Rec again, and in the early episodes, like, the character April is, like, this is my boyfriend, and this is my boyfriend's boyfriend, you know? And it's just like youth culture, right? You know, like it's changing so much, and like I don't know if marketing can keep up. So
I know, but I think it'll be interesting to see like how it evolves in the next few years.
I know, it's so traditional, right? Like, I mean, this kind of stuff really is. So it'll be interesting to see like some, like I feel like romance is really progressive right now. Or really scary, maybe if you're a predator. So,
ooh, that's right. Okay, so then there's another idea I had for this bride who is probably going to find herself alone on Valentine's Day this year. she can always, well, she'll probably be hungry from watching the meerkats gobble up the little William Amers. That she'll probably head over to Hooters for some wings. And obviously.
Stop quickly before we even get into this. Like, I love that you have a story about Hooters, because literally last weekend, I think, so take a drink, I said literally, my husband and his best friend were going to an LA Lakers game that they had planned like a couple months ago. And his best friend, Toby, shout out Toby who listens, wanted to go to Hooters, and like all the Hooters were closed. Like Hooters, I thought was like going for bankruptcy maybe. And so they like couldn't, they like did not find the Hooters that they wanted to go to. So when they came back to our home, they actually found a Hooters near here to like satisfy their craving for whatever they wanted from Hooters. But I just think like the funny thing is we were talking about this, we're like, well, why are there no Hooters anymore? And like Toby was like, it's the Me Too, and well, maybe like along the lines of like this new generation. I was like, yeah, like the new generation is not down with Hooters as much, I don't think. And I don't think their food is good.
Like, yeah, I've never been to one, but it is more of like nowadays, like who cares? Like if you're a girl, like it's no thing to see a woman's cleavage and like short shorts. You know what I mean? Like you're used to, like you're scrolling on Instagram. It's like,
oh,
girls
it's
in bikinis, you know, like selling for, you know, beauty products, whatever. Like,
yeah, it's everywhere. I mean,
you're
like,
not fazed by that.
Exactly. Shout out Toby, but just saying like, you know, like, he's totally right. Like, I feel like we're in a different time now where Hooters is not supported, or those type of like industries aren't supported as much, where it's like all sex based, where it used to be sex sells so much. And like, yes, it really did, you know, and it still does, but like people are getting away from that
in a different way. It's in a different way.
Yeah, you're right. It's everywhere.
So, but anyway, so what they're doing at Hooters is they're offering a shred 'em and forget 'em promotion. So you just have to go in, say you're single, and then they'll watch you shred a picture of your ex. So you like bring in a picture of your ex. So, but the thing is, like, you have to buy 10 wings and then you get 10 wings free.
Okay, but buy one, get one, you know. Okay.
Yeah, it's a BOGO. It's BOGO. A BOGO. It's your basic BOGO deal. Your basic pay less BOGO deal. Yeah, so you do have to like purchase 10 wings, but then you get 10 wings free and you get to shred a picture of your ex. So
deal. I mean, like, if you brought all your ladies to Hooters, because like I feel like as much as the new generation may not be down with Hooters, like Hooters is kind of about female empowerment a little bit too. So
well, that's good. I like how you just said Hooters.
Hooters. Hooters. Hooters.
It's very proper.
If I were from New York, Hooters.
Hooters.
Hooters. Start.
Someone stop us.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Hooters, I guess they're still around. The end.
Dude, I said, that's like my only backup place to work. If everything else in my life fails.
You would be like a general manager.
Oh my God, do you think so? Thank you so much.
I think you totally would be like a vice president in 5 years.
Oh my God, don't give me any ideas.
Okay, find your local Hooters if you're down with that support. If you're not, hey, donate to something you are.
Yeah, I love that. That is my special Valentine's Day kind of update, keeping you in the know of what's going on for Valentine's Day.
Okay. And well, before we get to our guest, like, I got a story that's just going to bring you down and, like, you know, like, forget all that fuzzy Valentine's Day shit, because, like, you need to get real and, like, worry about the real world right now, because this next
story. We're breaking you down.
Is, like, my most terrifying fear. One of my most, okay, my most, like, dude. I'm going to put it out there. My biggest fear is being buried alive. This is probably like my second or third most biggest fear. Okay.
Dude, this is one of my top five. It has to be. Okay. Like, I don't know what my biggest fear is, but dude.
So tell everybody what happened. You all know Kate and I met in college and we're college roommates, right? So this college roommate in UNC, University of North Carolina, Greensboro, had a really terrifying experience. Her name is Maddie. She came home one day, lived in an off-campus apartment like Kate and I did for a couple years. Yep.
Yeah.
And went into her bedroom, opened her closet, and found a strange man wearing her fucking clothing.
Dude, this is my worst nightmare.
Dude, this man... You got to look at him, because you need to imagine him in your closet to give you the real fear, okay?
It is very scary. So, like, I'm not even.
And he's like a young guy. Like, I could see maybe he's college age or around there. But so Maddie, like, obviously freaked out. Found this guy in her apartment, and she had told people beforehand that she thought she was being haunted by a ghost.
And when you see this guy after, you know that it's even better. Yes. You're like, he is kind of a ghost.
He's like, totally a ghost.
He could play a ghost in like a Lifetime movie 100%.
Yes.
He'd be amazing.
And, like, also, though, like, if he shaved his head and maybe got clean, he could be hot. So.
He's going to be the next. Oh, my God. He's going to be the newest, like, runway model. Oh, yes. My God.
Oh, my God. Like that guy.
Close Fashion Week.
Because he's got a good jaw structure, I feel like.
I think I'm going to pee my pants.
Okay, quickly. So anyways, she thought she was being haunted by a ghost because items of her clothing were going missing. Like, shirts, pants had been disappearing.
Wasn't she finding, like, dirty, like, handprints on the wall?
She was finding dirty handprints on her bathroom wall.
That is weird. Horrifying.
Like, how dirty do you have to be to leave, like, handprints? Like, in the mud? Dude.
This is true horror.
It's so horrifying. So she realized that, like, all these weird noises she had been hearing, these handprints, things that she had thought were, like, coming from a raccoon, maybe, were actually a person. She walked into her dorm room and said, like, is someone there? And someone actually fucking responded and said,
dude,
it's me. My name is Drew.
This is a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
It is horrifying. She, like, obviously, smart girl, was in shock, but, like, also continued to talk to him. And she said, are you going to do anything to me, before she opened the door? And he said, like, no, you know. And she said, like, she could feel him starting to push the door open. So I was like, okay, I guess I have to open my door. And
if you resist, then it could make him, like, combative.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Smart girl, you know. When she finally did open the door, this guy, Andrew Swoford, who's 30 years old, was sitting on the floor wearing her clothes, including socks, shoes, sporting a book bag filled with even more of her clothing. So he's probably been stealing it. And there's, like, literally a picture. So I don't know how this girl got this picture, if she was like, hey, Andrew, pose. Like,
I gotta get one for the gram.
Yeah. So she's like, this is Andrew Swoford, a UNCG junior. Got home today, Saturday, to find him in her closet wearing her clothes. This is from, like, a local TV station, but they had it in the article. And this guy, oh my God. I mean, obviously I feel bad for him because, like, he's a little disturbed, but, like, the guy, like, he is almost balding and has the worst come over ever either, too.
Yeah, it's not okay. Like, there has to be mental, sort of, like, it's not normal.
And how do you get into the dorm? Like, okay, so Maddie called her boyfriend, sent him photos, you know, of the guy. And she waited for help, and she would talk to him for about 10 minutes just to, like, distract him. She said he tried on her hat, he goes to the bathroom, looks in the mirror, and then is like, you're really pretty, can I give you a hug?
Oh.
Yeah. But he never touched her, fortunately. And she said her boyfriend arrived, and then, like, the police arrived, you know, and so he is under a $26,000 bond, 14 felony charges, including identity theft, larceny, failing to appear in court in connection with earlier cases. And he wasn't violent or threatening, but, like, how creepy.
Dude, the number. Oh, wait. Didn't they have someone, like, other people in their apartment too one other time?
Maybe. I think she did live with roommates, maybe, but, like, I'm not really sure.
Her roommates. Like, another time a few months earlier, like, her roommates came home and there was just two dudes sitting in their living room.
What kind of place is
that? Oh, my God.
Alrighty, okay, peeps.
Thank you. Happy V-Day. And I think are we going to get on to our super special correspondent?
Yes, we are. So you've made it this far, people. Now is the real treat for you. We're turning it over to our special interview with our special guest. Get ready and enjoy.
Yes, this is so amazing. Okay, we have the one, the only, Amber V, our modern romance correspondent.
Woo! Hey, 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 hey.
We're so excited. You guys may recognize Amber's voice because she has already been on this amazing podcast. So congratulations. You're our first
repeat offender.
Correspondent.
Repeat offender.
If only I could get a repeat guy for a second date.
Oh!
This is the most successful relationship I've had in the last year.
Oh my God. We're going to get into it because Amber came on before to, you know, tell us all about her love life and dating in the modern era.
Oh my God. Yeah, we need. Oh, so when we last left off, you were like going out to meet this guy, correct?
Yes.
You were dating. Yes. You were out there.
This was like, what, like a year ago?
Yeah,
it was right around this time,
pretty
I
much,
think.
Because I was asking you and the other listeners advice about whether I should. We regularly went out on Wednesdays for trivia, and that Wednesday was Valentine's Day.
Oh
so I
God.
Wanted to know, was it too much pressure?
That's right.
Yes.
And the update to that is that that person revealed that they did not have an attraction to me, yet I am still friends with them for some reason. And went out to a metal and karaoke with him last night. So who knows?
So
who knows?
Well, so you gained a friendship. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Meaningful friendships.
Okay.
That's what Tinder's well, that... all about.
Yeah, right? That's their trademark or something.
I'll get into that. I have some complaints.
Well, we want some, like, what is your update from this past year with your Tinder trials and tribulations?
Okay. So I first want to give a shout out. I was very hungover today and I'm able to enjoy a Greater Good Imperial ale, the smooth, right now because some friends, Emma and Matt from my November project running group here in Worcester, hosted a slow cooker party, and I now have the strength to have a beer with you tonight. And I'm also drinking a Valentine's Polar Seltzer special, loving passion fruit or passion fruit and loving peach. So those are my shout outs to that, what I'm drinking and why I am able to drink right now. So from the last year, Tinder updates, it seems like nowadays people do a lot of use of Tinder for personal validation, like their late night up swiping, and then they maybe never actually intend to meet up with somebody in real life. So I'm, you know, it's,
Wait, so they're just like wasting their time and yours. Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
What's the point of that?
Yes. And that's like my biggest complaint about Bumble is I think that a lot of guys go on there because for that validation, because the woman has to message first. And then my experience is that then the guys don't message back. And I deleted that app pretty quickly. And I was like, you mashed with me. What's the point? So Tinder, it seems like, you know, a hot word. What you'll see sometimes people write is, I don't want a pen pal in their profile.
What? Oh, rude.
Not here for a pen pal.
That's funny.
Hey, so, getting straight to the point. Yeah.
So, but it seems like I have too many pen pals on Tinder. So now I've just resorted to becoming a very direct shithead.
I think that's like what you have to do now, right?
You don't have enough time, free time not to. I mean, time is precious. So like get straight to the point. You know, if they aren't going to, you know, be on your level, then don't waste your time.
Yeah. So like what I, like my game plan is usually like, you know, if I'm attracted to you, if I think you're attractive, whatever, how shallow that is, then I swipe with you. And if we match, I assume the same thing. Then I figure, you know, let's message a little bit and I'll see, like, how dumb are you? Do you spell everything incorrectly? Or like, are you funny? And then I like would want to meet you out for like a beer or coffee or something. And so like just recently, like I'd taken a little time away from it because work has been crazy and I sort of am enjoying my own personal life stuff, not having to relate to dudes. And I asked a guy, yo, I'm going to all you can eat wings, you know, such such and such night. You want to meet up with me? And he was like, that's really weird. I'd rather just like try to stalk you and look for you around the city. And I was like,
what? That's really weird, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah. So I was like, how could you feel uncomfortable trying to meet me while shoveling 25 flavors of wings in your face? And then B, you see my dogs and my pictures, so you'll know it's me. Also, I don't have curtains in my windows, so come check that out. Like, I will creep you back, okay?
Like, what? Like, who prefers that?
Dudes are pen pals. He's just, like, pen paling me on Tinder.
This is too weird.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's annoying.
Okay, well, so, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So, like, what are your plans for Valentine's Day?
So this is, like, kind of what my recommendation is about Valentine's Day, and this is why my plans are what they are. I'm going out with a bunch of my friends.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Who are, like, kind of, some of them are kind of single, others are single, and it's a mixed guy-girl group. So we're just going out to do that and have fun. And I think that we're going to a party at a restaurant that's sort of hot in Worcester, Shimjiang, and they're doing a stupid Cupid party. So they're going to have some past food, cocktails, and like a selfie photo booth or something.
That sounds amazing. That sounds way better than like any other like couple-y Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. And, you know, we're friends with the staff there. And so I've already like kind of mentioned to these people, like, you know, I'm always trying to like get dudes at the bar. And so, you know, the signal we've come up with like a code name. And so I'm hoping that he'll be able to hook me up with, you know, any reasonable guys. You got to keep your standards low, I think, these days.
What's the lowest you'd go right now? Like,
well, here, I'll share some of the.
Or lowest you think anyone should go? Yeah, lowest you think anyone should go? Just like advice.
I think if you have fun with the person, then that's it. If you feel like you can have fun with them, but if you would rather, like, basically. If I feel like I'd rather not miss my yoga class than go out with you, then don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like I went on a couple dates with this guy who was so nice and very complimentary. I was not attracted to him at all, but I was like, maybe this will grow into something. And he was really nice. And he really gave me like Columbine shooter vibes, but I was like,
a little too. Oh,
he's really nice, like trench coat mafia style. What? But like, I was mad about missing like a 30-minute core class to go on a date with him. So I kind of had to cut that off. He was really, really nice though, but just not.
Yeah, if your mind's not with it, you know, too, then.
If you'd rather be at the gym, probably don't bother seeing them.
Yeah, that's a good little.
So I mean, it's tough, you know. Here's some of my complaints about Tinder over the last year. You know, aside from all the guys that just want to chit chat on there, is you can't send your own pictures. The gifts are really limited. There's not nearly enough Cardi B and Miss Piggy for me to like get through a conversation.
Yes.
That's like tough. That's tough. And like, you know, just sort of a general complaint about being single, but like where are people getting all these sexy selfies done? Like I tried to update last night and like, I'm either making the stupid duck face or sticking my tongue out.
I like, hear you, girl. I'm the worst at selfies. Like I need a class. I feel like I don't understand. Like
I need a helper.
I don't get it. You got to
hit your angle.
You got to hit your angles. I know. And it helps to like hold it up higher. And once I got one of those pop socket things, that also helps me a little bit, I feel like.
I need a human being to hold the phone and you need an intern. Say, stop. And that's why one reason why this running group November project is so great is because my freak flag has been up since day one and they were accepting of me. But also we do these Saturday runs and they stop a lot and take pictures, you know, to like, I think create FOMO for the people who skip the runs and they post on Facebook. Uh-huh. And these people are so awesome. I'm just, you know, we see some and I'm like, you know, this is going to be a good Tinder pick. And they line it right up for me. They get that booty shot.
I love that
non-judgmental Tinder supportive group, and you're getting exercise out of it. I mean, it's like almost all women. There's some very special guys that participate, but it's not a place where I'm meeting dudes necessarily.
That's awesome.
Oh,
so that's so
cute. Yeah, if you guys check out your local November Project chapter, it's free. Every Wednesday morning they do a run, and then maybe if the group is active, they do social runs or other activities outside of that. But
oh, cool.
No judgment. They're cool.
November Project. Cool. You heard it here first.
Okay. So while I was like looking into any present day Tinder things, I realized that there are terms that are used on Tinder or like talking about Tinder that I'm like, what?
Oh my God. I probably don't know either.
Hit me. I'll get my Urban Dictionary.
Yes. Your Tinder dictionary.
So we all know that like a really popular thing to do, like not even just on Tinder, but in general is ghosting. So I guess ghosting is like real in the Tinder world.
Yes.
But there's now this thing called breadcrumbing. Do you know what that is?
I feel like I could make some guesses, but I'm very interested in your definition.
I don't know what it is. No, I'm asking you.
What is that? Like, so
Leaving some hints?
I would assume that breadcrumbing would be like, to me, that would be like maybe sending a couple selfie pics leading up to like the meetup. But you can't send pictures on Tinder. So let's see what it says.
I would feel like maybe it's like you're ghosting, but you're like still maybe posting here and there, or like, you know, it's giving them like
you're like leaving
a little glimpse of what's going on with you, so they are still kind of can't let go, you know? Yeah.
Oh, that's
like I feel like at the end of it, like
what does it say?
Crumbing is when someone sends a quote consistent stream of really complimentary texts. Like saying, I really miss you, but they never follow up and make plans. So it's like, it sounds like it's a cousin of ghosting.
Yeah. I could see that. Like, I feel like I had a friend that did that too, you know? So.
Yes. So they relate it to a term called benching, which is they agree to a date and then they only reschedule over and over again. So I could see that applying like socially to, you know, a term to someone as a friend, but breadcrumbing is... I see the romantic aspect of it playing into that.
Okay, so, that's what they say. The biggest thing this year is crumbing instead of ghosting. So get ready for that. Ready for that. Okay, there's also a term, Dracula-ing, which basically means someone texts you only at night.
That's the best. Yes. Like just booty calls is Draculaing.
What about a guy that like sends you really aggressive texts only in the morning time? Because that's a thing. And my guy friend of mine, I screenshotted him some of these, like, dude, check this out. And he goes, morning hound? So morning. Maybe that's called morning hounding.
I love it. Yeah, I was going to say. But I like that.
Oh my God, that's weird. Why only a certain time of day? Just when like you're more like aroused or something, you think?
Yeah. Like or when super aggressive messages like before 8 a.m.
That's too much. Ew. That's too much first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot.
Oh my God.
Guy had like all his pictures also was like him on a trip in Alaska, like him with a bald eagle.
Don't trust people from Alaska.
Fucking huge anchor. And then it gets like, you know, to getting some fun combos at like 7:38 a.m. And I'm saying, yo, you look like so sweet and innocent. Now you're requesting
Is that though because he was on Alaska time? So it was like 2 o'clock his time?
He was here. He was about 1 mile away from me.
Oh, God.
Tinder shows your approximate location. It doesn't say like Amber in Worcester, right. Kate in Boston. It just says your approximate mileage from someone.
Weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you think that's crazy. You can pay for an upgraded Bumble account. My friend had that. And when you match with someone, it like follows them like a dot on a map.
What?
No.
Yeah. No. Creepy. So even if you don't pay, somebody who does pay can see that.
Oh. No.
Dude, that is not okay.
That's how, like, I feel like the show You, like, that's too much, you know? Like, that enables people like that. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Amber, be careful.
My God. I'm so nervous for you. Okay, there's this other thing called buzzer flies. Like,
oh gosh.
Feeling you get when your phone buzzes.
Oh,
and it's
God.
The make you special someone.
Buzzer flies in my stomach.
Yeah.
I get that. I have my text silenced, so when my phone vibrates, it's only because actually if I get a Tinder message.
Oh.
I have all my other notifications. I have like all my notifications turned off on my phone. So the only time it vibrates is when I get a Tinder message.
That's so you have buzzer flies.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently all before 8 a.m.
you're
very hard to get out the door in the morning.
Anything before 8 a.m. You're like, God damn it.
Like, what do these people do for work? Like, guys,
I know.
Come on.
Why aren't you getting ready for work?
Maybe they work. Oh, maybe they work at night. And well, it's like they're the morning, their night.
Yeah, some people, it's definitely odd. There's one guy that I know. So my group of girlfriends and I, who were single, we will screenshot a picture of a guy to the group to see if just to make sure if anybody else has matched with him or has any intel or if anybody slept with him.
I love this.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it is definitely had to become like a necessary thing because you know if somebody else puts in a little bit of time. Like one of my girlfriends paid for the upgrade on that Bumble app and she was like, oh, let me go back and I can show you the messages from this guy. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'm not gonna waste my time on that.
Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm. Girl power.
Yeah. No.
Strength and numbers.
Strategy, man. I mean, it's all about strategy. That's how you're successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. There's also exaggerating when you pretend a date went better than it actually did.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like to your friends or like to yourself?
I'm assuming to your friends.
Dear diary.
No, I'm sorry, but I need to like tell how badly these dates go. And let me tell you this also. So like moral of the story is that apps and online stuff, I think is BS. You've got to go in the wild.
Yeah,
okay. And that is a great way to meet guys at bars is you loudly talk about the crazy shit that has happened on Tinder. And suddenly you have you are holding audience of
captive
single
audience.
Dudes ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That has worked for me.
Hot tip for Amber.
Yeah. At a dive bar and a line dancing place. So people try it.
That's a really great strategy there.
Yeah. I was talking about the guy that declined all you can eat wings very loudly. And that worked one place. And then, you know, another place you just.
Because all those dudes are like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, they like know what your breaking point is. They're like, all right, I can like push up to that point. Like, okay.
I like wings.
What? All you can eat wings? This sounds like a chick I'm into.
Yeah.
Message me. Are you that guy?
Okay, and then this is the last one. There's this thing called being bird boxed.
Oh my God.
I love saying bird box about everything. Like, yeah. What does that mean?
So this means you're blind to how much crap the person you're hooking up with is giving you. What?
Oh, it's like Anne on Parks and Rec, basically, in the beginning with Andy. Like, you know, she was like totally being taken advantage of. We're starting to watch that again. That's why it's on my mind. But, you know, like, yeah, you'll just do whatever for them.
Oh my God, you're bird boxed. Don't be bird boxed, please.
No, I mean, honestly.
Stay woke, girl.
Yeah, I know. I feel like if it's someone I'm going to waste my time on, I'll know. Otherwise, I'm just kind of trying to use and abuse type thing. So, like, the less you talk, the better.
No pen pals. Hashtag no pen pals.
There's no winning. Yes. Don't open your mouth because you'll say something stupid.
Yeah. And then it's already ruined. It's like your chances are so much better if you don't even begin.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like I may be too direct for guys.
I know. Guys are like so easily scared. It's weird though. They're like so easily intimidated, I feel like. And that's not attractive either. So...
Yeah, like one guy was like, hey, you want to go like meet for a beer? And he's like, oh, I don't drink. And I like read through his profile again. I was like, well, you want to get a coffee and explain to me how like Magic the Gathering is played? And he was like, oh, I don't know. It's like, what? Come on. I'll even get into gaming. Like, whatever.
I'm trying to engage you in your interests, fool.
I will try Magic the Gathering. What?
Oh, okay. That's the low, right? Right there.
I just can't even imagine how
it would be so hard.
Plus, like, you know, through just messaging, it's like you can't hear people's tone. Like, I don't know.
Wait, tell me about Hinge, and because that's like actually connected to Instagram. Are you on that one? And I wonder like how Instagram comes into play with that.
So I'm not on Hinge. I think it might connect through Facebook. Is that the one where it connects you to friends that you would have in common
maybe
with someone
on
Facebook? I'm not sure that like I'm really necessarily in a place where I want to like give the time for a relationship. I'm still just trying to like see if there's anyone decent to waste my time on. I don't know. I also don't want like all my date. I think once you connect your Facebook account to any of these apps also, you can't like turn it off.
Mm, yeah, so, I don't like
sometimes you'll see someone on Tinder and it's because it's connected to their Facebook account and you know they've been in a relationship for like the last 2 years and they're like, oh yeah, I turned it off. It won't like turn me off. Like, I don't want like anybody to be able to track me to my Facebook, my Instagram. Like you connect your Instagram to your Tinder profile. I don't want that.
Super good point.
If I wanted you to stalk me, I would tell you how I'm, you know, naked in front of my windows with the curtains. Never
without my
like
curtains.
That other dude. But, but like, I want to know like that, you know, I need to control the information.
Wow. That's a good, excellent point.
Yeah. So no, I don't do that, but I know a couple people do that. I was talking with a friend who owns a shop and she was saying how a girlfriend of hers had a guy that she met from Hinge meet at the shop this morning to leave for a date. And she was laughing because there are a couple guys that are drag queens in Worcester there. So she was like, but the guy was definitely gay. Which is another complaint. I have matched with some people, some guys, gone on dates, and then found out through mutual friends. They're like, he fucks dudes.
Wait.
I was like.
But they're all right, they're cool. On like, as like straight people or are they on as bi or?
They don't say, but it's, you know, I'm down with that. But like, also I'm not on here to make friends.
Well, right. Yeah.
Like I could meet you at the rock gym instead. Like I did not have you over and clean my living room for this.
Is it worth cleaning your living room over? I don't know.
Although it was kind of cool because this guy was a very passionate vegan and he talked about the pigs at that island in the Bahamas, which then was featured in the Fire Festival documentary.
Yes.
So I felt like I really had a one up on that. And then I saw him around Worcester a few weeks ago and I could tell he was being a little bashful. And I was like, you know, hey, so-and-so, I saw your pigs in that Fire Festival movie. So he's definitely gay though.
Oh, that sucks. Mouse, I know two people who went to that pig place.
I was just, don't get me started. That's been on The Bachelor. Anyway, I was going to ask, speaking about out in the wild, do you have any weird, like, super awkward connections with
people and then see them like out in the wild? And like, what do you do in those circumstances?
So, I mean, I have seen a couple of people from work and people, dudes, I've seen dudes on Tinder that I know like work with me, or they indicate that they work where I work.
Oh, awkward.
And that weirds me out.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think part of like, I don't have anything in my profile that I would be ashamed of. It just says, I quote like a Fat Joe lyric and I have my height. Like, sorry, no shorties.
What Fat Joe lyric? I need to know.
Ass is fat, frame is little.
Okay, episode title.
Get unsolicited attention at 8 a.m.
Like, I'm trying to keep it shallow because that's where I'm at. Like, I'm not here to pen pal.
Dude. No, I mean, last time you were on, we had a Luda lyric, which was our episode title. I think now that's our episode title this time.
Yeah, can you get some threadless material and then yes, quote Amber's Tinder profile?
We need an Amber V line just for the holidays. Amber V special collection. Amber V line.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I feel like then we have to pay those rappers though. I don't want to do that.
I think that you know, like the way of combating like the awkward interactions is just like being open about being on Tinder. Because mm-hmm, right, everyone is on it. You know, like I was the maid of honor in a wedding, oh my gosh, probably 10 years ago. And the couple had met online, I think probably through like eHarmony. And uh-huh, they wouldn't tell anybody that that is how they met. And they're still married. They've got two kids. It was so great. But
well,
you know,
I know a couple who met on Tinder and they like embraced it. They had like swipe right little like wedding favors and things like that.
The difference of 10 years ago and now.
Right. Like, yeah.
I mean, everybody is on it. It's like almost everyone knows. That's why like this group, this running group, for example, I'm just like, yo, get me. This is a good angle. Like, get me in front of this snowplow for my Tinder profile.
It's the golden hour. Come on.
Yeah, like this is, I look good. Like these pants are tight. Take this picture. Like now everyone's on it. And what do I have to hide on there? I'm just me. I'm just an American woman.
She's real.
American woman.
But I did, so I did once see a guy actually that I, like the one guy that I had a very short conversation with on Bumble. And I was like, this guy is fucking lame. I'm working way too hard. And so like 6 months later, I was out with that guy previously mentioned, now my friend. Mm-hmm. And a couple of his friends who are married, and this guy comes in and the girl goes, oh my God, that's my ex. She'd just been talking all this shit about what a dick he was. And I was like, oh my God, I connected with that guy on Bumble. And she was laughing her head off. Like, and he did not look anything like his picture. He was super duper lame. And you know, it's just like, I think the thing that people scrutinize is if they see you out and you maybe have misrepresented yourself in your profile, that's like what people get called on. So like that friend that I have, he's always like, oh, I seen her, you know, on Match a year ago and she totally looks so different. And it's like,
well,
that's why I post my 6s and 7s on there. I don't put 10s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I like that you do that.
Like, yeah.
You know, I got a bathing suit pick, but like there's, you know, I'm wanting to surprise you pleasantly when you see me.
That's right. Make them work for it, girl. Make them work for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any more tips and tricks?
Yeah,
feel like we could talk forever. You need to have like your
party
own
words. Model. Yeah,
I just think that you should have fun with date. I mean, dating should be fun. I think for me, in the end, hopefully, I end up dating someone who I already know that I get along with, who I know in real life, and maybe you end up meeting them through one of these apps. But it's, you have to like spend time with the person. I can't do this messaging for hours and hours.
No.
And sort of, you know, the conversation might be good when someone's sitting behind a phone and then you meet them in real life and they like can't even make eye contact, or like they have a chain on their wallet and you're like, oh, God.
Oh my God, so, stop. It sounds like you're saying get out into the wild is your advice. So
yes. Yeah. Get out in the wild, have fun, say weird things that will get you more interesting conversations.
Yes.
Yeah. You really do have to be like an artist in conversation these days.
Oh my God. Just bring up some of the stories we talk about on here and that can be your conversation starter. And if they're not down with like EBH material, then bye bye.
Then you know.
I have absolutely used that dead toe cocktail.
Yes.
Like, would you drink this?
Yes.
Like, are you on my level?
Oh my God. I love it so much. Well, we can't wait to hear what happens this year with you. Oh.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys, though, a funny thing that happened? And this wasn't from here. This was from meeting someone in the wild. And they were coming to my home to meet me. We were going to hang out. And I stopped to get Popeyes on the way home from the line dancing place. And I was shoveling my face with it in my car. Right out of the corner of my little eye, I see some movement in the entryway of my building. The guy's been standing there watching me shovel Popeyes.
The guy you were meeting?
Speed. Yes. But that's why it's important to meet people in the wild and already have like a good chemistry with them, because I got up there, he was like, "You were just shoveling Popeyes, no?" And I was like, "Yes."
But what if you got up there and he was like, "I too love Popeyes"? Then you're like, yes. You know, like he's now seen you shovel Popeyes. So how bad can it go?
You know? Yeah. That other guy wouldn't even meet me for all you can eat wings. Not on my level.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I should maybe start off every date with that.
You seem like way more easygoing though than probably a lot of these Tinder girls, I'm assuming. Like kind of like, what the heck? And you even said like, you know, dating should be fun and this and that. Like, I feel like some people are just way too uptight about it.
I think maybe I have that advantage because I had a long-term relationship that, unfortunately or fortunately is ending in a divorce. So I know I have an idea of what the hype is about, when it can be good. And, you know, you just have to have fun. If you're not enjoying your life, then you should be doing something different. If what you're doing isn't making you happy.
That's so true. Because these girls haven't like had like real relationships. They're still like searching for that and doing like everything they desperately can to find it. And so like when you have had a real relationship, you like exactly what you said. Like, you know what the hype's already about. So you're kind of like a step ahead of everyone.
Yeah. You're not going to enjoy looking at that expensive wedding album if like you're fighting with your husband. So
yeah. No, that's like the perfect parting words, I think.
Yes.
Like to end that whole message.
Well, I just hope that somebody else can learn from my experiences and have a good time with
it. Oh my God. We love having you on. We have to make this a V-Day tradition, okay? Now it's 2 years in a row. Please come back next year and probably any other time.
Yes.
Yes. I will work up some updates for next year.
Yay. We need to know. Okay.
Good luck to you. And we'll keep like checking in with you.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Same single lady kind. Happy Valentine's Day.
Eat those tray pass hors d'oeuvres, girl.
Yes.
Okay. So this week, our BuzzFeed. Oh my God. BuzzFeed quiz is which Thousands hottie should be your Valentine based on the snacks you pick. So like, you know, 2000s. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Aught.
Which aughts hottie should be your Valentine? Okay. So you had to pick through like all these, you know, like
Lunchables. 80s, 90s. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Gushers. Like,
from growing up. Yeah. Oh, I feel like we picked the same exact thing.
I feel like we did too.
Okay. So my Valentine is like my actual, like also present day crush.
Mine is your actual also present day crush. So we definitely got the same one.
Yeah. So I wasn't into him like in the aught-aughts.
Oh, no. He's so hot now. Not so much in the aught-aughts. I mean, like, okay, here's my thing. He's super hot, but like...
Okay, who are we talking about? Should we tell the people?
No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, okay. I just want to tell people, like, I think he's super hot, but me, personally, I don't really like guys with blue eyes. I like to be the only blue-eyed person in the relationship.
Okay. Wow.
So, like, I've never been super attracted to him, but, you're like,
vegetarian.
Yeah. I like guys with brown eyes, brown hair, simple brown, dark hair guys.
Simple! Brown eye, dark hair guys.
So, but this guy's definitely hot, so.
Yeah. I just, like, I'm so in love with him. Okay, so who did we get? Of course, we got Zac Efron.
The new Ted Bundy.
Which I don't even know if I want to see that.
I don't know if I either want to. I don't know either.
I don't know. Because I don't want to see my little Zachy in that.
No, Ted Bundy's not hot. I'm sorry, he's not hot. Zac Efron's super fucking hot, okay? Stop. Stop. Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is what it says. Your Valentine is Zach. You love the classic snacks, so we know he's been your celeb crush since HSM, High School Musical, which I've never even seen.
I've seen all of them.
Or maybe even from the pre-HSM days in Summerland.
Never seen it.
Whenever it was, he's the athletic heartthrob you've been waiting for.
Oh, totally. I mean, he's super hot.
Oh my God. Yeah, but, and he seems like a really cool, like, he seems like down to earth as far as celebrities go.
He does, and like, I think he went to rehab not too long ago, and like, that's good and all. Like, yeah, I mean, like, he's the heartthrob, he's hot, but like, I feel like, yeah, for some reason, I'm always combative with blue-eyed people in my relationships, so good thing my husband has brown hair and brown eyes.
Then, in theory, we shouldn't work.
No, it's just with men and sexuality.
Okay, all right. I think you were saying, like, anyone in your life.
I need to be the blue ice queen.
Oh, my God. You need to be the Daenerys Targaryen.
Is that a Game of Thrones thing? Because I don't know.
I'll let you ponder that.